Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good morning, good morning, fellas. Good morning, ladies. Hopefully, you guys are doing well. This is Electronic News Network, home of Electronic Editions. We are here again today, live, guys. We're just going to be taking news off of our LinkedIn page today, guys. So, if you haven't already, please, guys, follow us on our social media channels. We'll leave links in the description. You can follow us on LinkedIn literally at Electronic Editions. All right. Please, before we move forward, go ahead, hit that smash and like, smash that like and subscribe button below. It definitely gets us helped out, circulate around YouTube so more people can hear more about important tech information, tech updates, privacy updates, software updates, and tech deals, guys. So we are, without further ado, guys, let's get started for today. All right. So we got news on gaming, right? So Fortnite's new season will kick off with an explosive event. So a new season of Fortnite is almost here, guys, which can only mean one thing, guys. A big in-game event, guys. Today, Epic detailed what players can expect when Season 6 of Fortnite's second chapter kicks off. It sounds pretty ambitious and even includes a story-focused solo experience. So that is going to be very, very interesting, guys. As you can see from this picture, you can see sort of this mythical Fortnite character and also Iron Man right across from it as well, too. Let's see if there's any trailers, if there's any more pictures, if there's any more details on the new Fortnite and the new Fortnite season and event as well, guys. All right, let's see if there's any videos. Nope, so there's no videos, but all right. Moreover, the event has been dubbed the Zero Crisis Finale, and here's how Epic it describes it, right? So Chapter 2, Season 6 launches on March 16th with an explosive conclusion of the events on Season 5. When you first launch into the new season, you'll play through the conclusion of Agent Jones' mission in the Zero Crisis Finale. The aftermath of this event is sure to shape reality as we know it. Don't worry, the Zero Crisis Finale is a solo experience and you can play it through it whenever you first log in during the season. Want to watch online first? We'll share details soon on how you can watch global premiere with everyone, beginning with our most ambitious story cinematic yet, right? So this is according to Epic, right? So this is according to these guys, right? So moreover, these in-game events have long been one of the highlights of Fortnite experience. The last, which was the conclusion of the game's Marvel-themed season, featured a towering Galactus wreaking havoc on the island. Before players worked together to take him down, Epic says it was the game's biggest event to date, with more than 15 million concurrent players, beating out Travis Scott virtual concert, guys. That was another thing that was on my mind. Travis Scott virtual concert, we all know that happened last summer. Very big deal, right? So Season 5 of Fortnite started back in December, and it's a period that has been jammed with licensed lions from Baby Yoda and Mandalorian to characters from Street Fighter, Tron, G.I. Joe, and more, guys. So there's even a Batman crossover comic on the way, guys. If you want to learn more about this information too, guys, please, guys, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more there too. Moreover, also on gaming streaming service Twitch may be adding a brand safety score for streamers, right? So cybersecurity researcher Dalem Tahari has found evidence in Twitch internal API that the site plans to implement something called a brand safety score for its streamers. That score would depend on a number of criteria: the streamer's age, a rating given by the Twitch staff, their banned history, and the relationship the streamer has with Twitch, their automatic settings, their partnership status, the ESRB rating of the game being played, and whether the stream is set set to mature, right? So this is going to be pretty interesting, guys, and pretty cool too, because this is going to help maybe, you know, parents that are kind of younger. They want to watch what their kids are watching as well. You know, how kids like to watch other people play video games. Maybe they don't want their kids watching rated M video games. So this score is going to be very, very easy to see. And so it's going to have all this information. So say if, you know, the parents like, well, what are you watching? And they see the brand score, they're like, oh man, maybe this is not appropriate for you to watch this, Sally or Ted or Freddie. This is not appropriate for you. You know, you're only 12, you're only 13. This is rated M. I don't want you watching this stuff, right? This could also be good too, because it also gives more information of what's being played. And it's going to look a lot more smoother, right? So definitely, guys, if you guys want to check this information out too, please, guys, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can learn more about it there as well. Moreover, guys, we also have news on VR. So HTC may be teasing the release of VR lip tracker for Vive headsets. So HTC may be teasing new modules and attachments for its Vive virtual reality headsets, including a lip tracker. Upload VR reports, guys. So this is going to be very, very interesting. So it's looking like it's going to include a lip tracker for Vive headsets. So what does that mean? Let's see if there's any photos, any videos, any more information about this into the article here. All right. So HTC has been building up some kind of announcement on its Vive Twitter account over the last week. Yesterday, it posted an image of a hinge which savvy Twitter users matched to an experimental lip tracking module HTC announced at the Game Developers Conference in 2019. You can see a picture of the hinge product HTC it's teasing and matching photo of its lip tracking device below, right? So you can see the lip tracking device below. This looks pretty cool. Very cool, guys, right? So at the time, the company said it was using the module for research and experimentation, according to the Road to VR. Combined with the eye tracking HTC's already integrated into the Vive Pro Eye, it offers an early picture of what full face tracking looks like in VR. Some developers have gotten their hands on that earlier of the lip tracker and integrated it into social VR apps like Neo's VR. And it looks like there actually is a video here. We're definitely going to watch this for a little bit so you guys can see what I'm talking about. But moreover, guys, hand, face, and eye tracking features play a large part in making avatars move and appear natural in VR. The HTC Vive and Oculus Rift and Quest headsets offer hand tracking as a control method, but face tracking enabled by an attachment or eventually new headset designs could prove to be a boon in social VR settings, right? So Facebook was already experimenting with face tracking for Oculus headsets in 2019, Upload VR reports. So a recent interview, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg also reiterated how important realistic avatars animated with face and eye tracking are to his vision of the future of VR. So that is very, very interesting, right? So Mark Zuckerberg really knows what he's, you know, what he's getting into with this VR, you know, digital realm age that we're living in. So very good. HTC hasn't actually confirmed that it's releasing a version of its lip tracking module to the public, but either way, getting comfortable with headsets sensing you as much as they do your surroundings seems like it's in the cards for VR enthusiasts. Sorry, guys. So that is very interesting. So we're going to go ahead, watch the HTC Vive lip tracking in social VR video right here real quick just to see what this concerns. So this looks a lot more real. Wow, that is very, very cool, guys. As you can see, guys, this lip tracking, when they were first talking about it, I didn't know what they were talking about. Now seeing the video, this really clearly makes sense. Now with the VR experience, this lip tracking, this, you know, not even lip tracking also, but also, you know, hand tracking, just definitely enhances the actual, you know, human emotions that actually depict in the virtual reality setting, right? So if somebody like you see in the video is, you know, smiling and actually talking and enunciating their words, you can see that in the actual VR experience. And it makes it so it's almost like really real. Like if somebody's, you know, for example, trying to, you know, stick their tongue out, or someone's really mad, or you can tell that from their facial expressions, also from their lip expressions, from, you know, from what they're, you know, from what they're actually doing. So it's making a sense of, you know, the communication, right? So the communication is going to be definitely enhanced in the VR experience. So this is very, very cool. Very, you know, great props to HTC Vive and Neos VR for doing this, you know, for collabing and really getting stuff like this done. And definitely, you know, I know that we'll probably see, you know, Oculus Quest, Facebook definitely probably do similar things with their VR system as well. So definitely, you know, definitely kudos to them. So definitely keep you guys updated once it is, you know, rolled out officially. But it's like they're, for right now, it's in testing, so they're still teasing. But you know, honestly, I wouldn't even be surprised if, you know, they fully complete and wrap up this project, and hopefully this will be released out probably later in 2021. But honestly, this is really cool, and we all know too, the HTC Vive is a very, very smooth and kind of you know, very high quality VR headset too. So definitely, this is going to be amazing, right? So let us definitely, if you guys want to learn more about this too, please, guys, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can definitely learn more there too, guys. All right. Moreover, guys, we got more news on kind of the crypto space. Some of you guys might have heard of the concept called NFTs, non-fungible tokens. This is a big, you know, this is an up-and-coming sector that's coming up, you know, in the blockchain space, cryptocurrency space. Very interesting, very, very unique, especially to artists as well. So, of course, John Ledger bought an 888,000 NFT. So pretty much almost a $900,000 NFT from Steve Aoki. Steve Aoki, you guys know the artist, guys. Steve Aoki. If you guys don't know who Steve Aoki is, please, guys, Google him. Great artist. You guys will probably love his music. All right. All right. So of course, John Ledger, the former CEO of T-Mobile, has jumped into NFTs by spending close to $900,000 on one made by Steve Aoki. According to Rolling Stone, it's nice to know he's keeping busy after stepping down from T-Mobile's CEO gig on April 1st, 2020. So the NFT in question is called Harry, right? So it's a 36-second long video featuring music, which Rolling Stone describes as soundscapes in harmony with digital animations, and would describe it as if Dorodi were making music from inside a Game Boy and this visual. So very, very interesting. All right. You know, guys, NFT guys, you know, if you guys want to learn more about NFTs too, guys, go ahead, look it up on Google. You know, it's pretty much, you know, art form in digital assets that's held on the blockchain, and they're worth a lot of value now, guys. So they're worth a lot of value. So, you know, some artists really, you know, they, you know, there's some problems. Some artists have some problems with this type of, you know, saving of art or value, you know, having that art be put on a pedestal, that type of value. But NFTs, they're NFTs, guys, that go for millions and billions of dollars right now. And people are buying them, guys. Trust me. So definitely check it out too, guys. If you want to see the former CEO, T-Mobile CEO, the NFT that he bought from Steve Aoki. Please, guys, you can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can learn more there too. More news on Amazon, guys. So it looks like Amazon's secret home robot, Vesta, reportedly in late prototype stage of development, right? So Amazon appears to be appears to have reached the late prototype stage in the creation of its secretive home robot, codenamed Vesta, claims a new report from Insider. The device has been under development for around 4 years and now has more than 800 employees working on it, says the publication. If the robot launches, right? So it'll be one of Amazon's biggest and most ambitious new products in the mold of Echo, Kindle, and the Fire Phone, guys. So this is going to be very, very interesting. So it looks like this is still, it's still in development, but it's in its last stages of development. And this is going to be pretty, pretty big, pretty huge, right? So it's a home robot too, guys. So this is, and you know how Amazon products are. Amazon products, Amazon does not play. Amazon, these guys do not play, guys. So let's go into the article. Let's see if there's any photos, any videos, any photos of the prototype, any more information, more new information about that, guys, right? All right, so this is the photo of the Vesta here. So you can see the Vesta is reported to have a built-in screen, like some of Amazon's recent Alexa devices as well, too, guys. We have Amazon's own Ring announced a home surveillance drone last year. So a home surveillance drone, that is amazing. All right, so. So moreover, guys, right, indeed, its comparisons to the later device, Amazon's failed smartphone project, that seems to be concerning some of those involved in Vesta's development. People are very skeptical. We're worried it could turn into another Fire Phone, one of six anonymous sources cited by Insider as directly involved in the project told the publication, right? So as with any unannounced device of this scale, there is an abundance of unanswered questions with uncertain details. The basic premise, though, is that Vesta will be an Amazon Echo on wheels, guys, right? So a voice-activated assistant that can navigate your home, respond to your commands, and interface with other smartphone devices. Guys, this is huge. So this is a pretty much a voice-activated assistant that can literally walk by itself through your house, right? This is awesome. So it can really respond to your commands and do whatever do what you tell it to do. Moreover, Insider's report contains a number of intriguing and speculative details, including the suggestion that the device is the size of two small cats, about 10 to 13 inches wide. Your conversion may vary depending on your cats. The robot will reportedly be equipped with a screen, microphone, and several cameras. Additional features could include sensors for monitoring temperature, humidity, and air quality, a small compartment for carrying objects, and a waist-high retractable pole with a camera, which could be combined with machine vision tech to help users find items through their house like keys and wallets, which would be very, very awesome, guys. Right? So Vesta, which is named after the Roman goddess of the earth, shows Amazon's ongoing drive to embed its products in the heart of customers' homes. Over the years, the company has launched a number of devices attempting to extend its reach into kitchens and bedrooms, from the discontinued Dashwind, which allowed users to order grocery products by scanning barcodes, to Always Home Cam, a mini drone announced last year by Amazon-owned Ring that provides mobile surveillance around the house, which is really, really cool, guys. Imagine you have an Amazon drone, you're able to see what's happening around the house. It's literally circling in air, mid-air, and it can be held for a long time, mid-air, you can see what's happening around your area. So this is very, very, very interesting, guys, right? So moreover, guys, Insider says Amazon has been developing Vesta as a top priority, but that early sales projections are modest, right? So Amazon could initially launch it as a limited invite-only product, similar to what it did with its fitness band Halo, according to these people, says the publication. This could prevent the company from squandering resources on unsold inventory. Even mobile robots won't get up and sell themselves, right? So this is pretty much a mobile robot, guys, that can move around your house and you can literally tell it what to do. Have it, you know, bring your keys, bring your wallet, maybe bring your cup of coffee, maybe go answer the door, maybe turn on the TV. You know, hey, Alexa, turn on the light. Hey, Alexa, turn on the radio. Hey, Alexa, turn off the TV. So this is going to be a voice-activated device, guys, that it's going to allow, that's going to allow you to give it commands, and it's going to do what you tell it to, right? It's a robot, right? So this is a very big step forward by Amazon. This is awesome, guys. So we'll come out with more information as we come up and find more information and updates as well too. We'll let you guys know. But if you guys want to learn more about this too, guys, please, guys, follow us on LinkedIn. Click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. So that is amazing news by Amazon. Guys, moreover, on smartphone news, guys, we have Asus ROG Phone 5 Ultimate Review Overkill, right? So it's reductive to refer to the Asus ROG Phone 5 Ultimate as just a phone, even if it is one. Sure, it runs Android 11 and it can take calls, snap pictures, and do all of that other stuff every other phone can do, right? But its edgy looks and tiny monochromatic OLED screen mounted on its back didn't already give it away. This phone is different, right? So this phone, as you can see, is different. Let's see, and let's go into the article. Let's see if there's any trailers, any more photos, any more videos on the phone, and things of that nature. So as you can see, it's a mystifying phone with a steep price tag, right? So this is Asus' latest attempt, right, at building a console-like experience into a phone for a niche but thriving global crowd of mobile gamers. It offers more power and customization than other large-screen phones, both in terms of hardware and software. It's a real spec sandwich. For example, it has multiple USB-C ports to let you charge in it either landscape or portrait mode, right? So this model also includes a snap-on fan cooler. Its sole job is to keep the phone from overheating when you overclock it. And the phone packs USB-C pass-through charging, a 3.5mm phone headphone jack, and two reamble trigger buttons. In addition to that, there are some ultrasonic sensors around that phone that can replace some touch controls to make games feel like you're more like you're using a controller, right? Which is very, very interesting. And for the year's model, its Armory Crate app can boost its processor and graphics speed, increase the screen's refresh rate, and more on per game basis, right? So if we look at The Verge, this article is coming from The Verge, guys. So if you want to read into this article again, please follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more. So The Verge scored this phone a 7 out of 10, guys. Now, why? What are the pros about this phone? So it looks like the pros are it's powerful and feature-packed. Has the most elegant gaming phone yet. The ROG Vision OLED is a cool flex, and also it's excellent front-facing speakers, guys. The bad and the cons about this phone too, guys, it's at its 18 gigabytes of RAM. Isn't necessarily for today's apps and games, right? Even though that is kind of 18 gigabytes of RAM is it's not a lot of RAM. I mean, it's okay, but it's not a lot, right? So the value is tough as ever to justify, right? So it's total overkill for cloud game streaming, right? Which is kind of unfortunate, right? So moreover, the Ultimate is Asus high-end ROG Phone 5 coming in May for 1299 euros, right? So almost 1300 euros, around $1,600, right? US dollars. But other less expensive options will ship before then, starting in March around $950. How does Asus justify the $600 price delta? This is only the configuration that has a matte white colorway with a few blue details sprinkled around the phone. And it's only one in the lineup and perhaps the only phone other than Red Magic's new 6 Pro that has 18 gigabyte of RAM. It's impressive spec to find in a phone, but I'm still searching, according to this article, this person wrote, I'm still searching for a use case that requires having this much RAM. The cheaper versions of the ROG 5 ship with 16 gigabytes and 12 gigabyte of RAM, respectively, which I'm betting doesn't make a huge difference in performance. Probably not, right? As you can see, here are the photos of the phone. And don't get me wrong, this phone definitely looks nice. It looks very bubbly, looks very intuitive. As you can see, the USB-C charging port on the side here, looking very clean. This definitely is more of a gaming phone. This definitely looks like a gaming phone. You know, the Asus ROGs are more of a gaming phone. So, you know, it definitely looks really, really cool. All right. So if you guys want to learn more specs about this phone, more of what we can do and stuff like that, the different colorways and stuff like that as well, too, how it'll look like when you're gaming and stuff like that, please, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there, too. All right. So that is the Asus ROG Phone 5, right? And moreover, guys, lastly, we also have a smart car. So it looks like Sonos partners with Audi to bring its audio tech to cars, right? So Sonos, we know Sonos, the speakers company, very great speakers, very great audio. So Sonos has partnered with Audi to equip the automaker's Q4 e-tron with sound, a first with California-based audio company best known for home speakers. The news was confirmed Tuesday by Sonos CEO Patrick Spence after Audi published images of the Q4 e-tron's interior showing the Sonos logo, right? Protocol was first to report the deal, right? So this can be a very big step up for you guys that love Sonos, and maybe you guys don't like the Bose headphones that are in a lot of cars that are pretty highly expensive, right? Sonos is the way you like to listen to music. So maybe you might want to consider about getting an Audi, right? You guys want to probably, you know, get the Audi Q4 e-tron, right? So this is going to be looking, you know, and sounding actually really good, guys. So if you want to learn more about this information too, please, guys, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more there too. And that is our wrap up for today, guys. We're going to stop news for today. We're running a little bit over time. All right. If you guys want to catch more news, you guys can follow us on our other social media pages. We usually like to post product deals and stuff like that on our Facebook page and Instagram as well. We like to come up with software privacy updates, really important stuff off our LinkedIn page. Go ahead, follow us on our social media channels. And go ahead too, guys, if you haven't already, check out our official website. We can read our official blog, electronicadditions.net. And, you know, definitely, guys, we hopefully you guys are having a great day. Stay clean.